The dry bean scene is brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Topsin Fungicide by UPI, Pickett Equipment, Johnstown Bean Company, and FMC. Farmers have started harvesting dry edible beans in the Buxton, North Dakota area. As of Wednesday, Central Valley Bean Co-op sales and marketing manager Jeff Davis says a few loads were starting to trickle in.
Yeah, we're getting, we got a couple growers bringing in some pennels into Buxton and the Lincoln regions here. Average to above average yields so far and good color, but very early in the harvest so far. Some dry areas, didn't get the rain when we really needed it here in July. You know, we shouldn't have any of the white mold issues with the lack of moisture. So quality and color should be good here going into the beginning of harvest.
Davis adds a few black beans have also been harvested.
You know, from our perspective as a company, Lyons Valley Bean is taking black beans in. And we have seen a few black beans in around the Buxton area here, and so far quality and yield has been good.
And according to USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, 51% of the dry bean crop is rated good to excellent in North Dakota, compared to 52% last week. Dry beans dropping leaves was 61% as of Sunday, well ahead of 17% last year and 18% average. On the Minnesota side, the dry bean crop was setting pods at 95%. That's 5 days ahead of average. 18% of the crop was dropping leaves, 10 days ahead of average. Dry bean condition rated 72% good to excellent, compared to 76% 1 week ago. And that's been the dry bean scene, brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, FMC, Pickett Equipment, Johnstown Bean Company, and Topsin Fungicide by UPI.